In the mid-20th century, psychologists also attempted to use IQ tests to evaluate things other than general intelligence, particularly schizophrenia, depression, and other psychiatric conditions. These diagnoses relied in part on the clinical judgment of the evaluators and used a subset of the tests used to determine IQ. A practice later research found does not yield clinically useful information. Today, IQ tests employ many similar design elements and types of questions as the early tests, though we have better techniques for identifying potential bias in the test. They're no longer used to diagnose psychiatric conditions, but a similarly problematic practice using subtest scores is still sometimes used to diagnose learning disabilities, against the advice of many experts. Psychologists around the world still use IQ tests to identify intellectual disability, and the results can be used to determine appropriate educational support, job training, and assisted living. IQ test results have been used to justify horrific policies and scientifically baseless ideologies. That doesn't mean the test itself is worthless. In fact, it does a good job of measuring the reasoning and problem-solving skills it sets out to. But that isn't the same thing as measuring a person's potential.